Welcome to season three of the Student Leadership Podcast. We believe you were created to make a difference. So we want to equip you to lead your generation in whatever setting you find yourself in. So whether it's your high school, middle school, college campus, or anywhere in between, we want to help you point others to Jesus. What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Student Leadership Podcast. We are bringing Kyler Cedarwall back. It's round two with Kyler.
Let's go.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, people listened to you last week. The reviews are in.
They're like five stars. We want to hear them again.
And we're bringing them back regardless, no matter what the reviews were. And then I'm also joined by Colin.
What's up?
Colin, you did a great job last time.
I know. This is fun. I mean, you told me, so I'm
believing
you. I
hope he talks about humility. No, I'm just kidding. It's awesome to have you back. Kyler, a lot has changed since the last time we talked to you.
So much.
You're still in the church?
Still in the lounge.
Still in the lounge.
In the church. I'm still in the fantasy lounging football hunt.
There we go.
Nothing has shifted and changed. Okay, real quick though, before we get into things, students, if you haven't listened to Kyler's first episode that he recorded with us, it was phenomenal. Go back and listen to it. And so we want him to go a second time. Kyler, we're going to do a second icebreaker though.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
We're keeping it simple here. I want this to be a relatable moment.
Oh.
So the students can see if they agree with Kyler or not.
Okay.
Kyler, I want you to tell me a TV show you love.
Oh.
Now, it could be from your childhood or it could be from right here, right now. What? And I don't care if you don't watch a lot of TV. Every student wants to say that. I don't watch. Okay, you're so mature. I get it, Kyler. Then tell me.
Just say Arthur the Aardvark and we'll be okay.
Well, it wasn't called Arthur the Aardvark.
I know, but we have to clarify. He's Arthur and he's an aardvark.
The question is for Kyler.
I know, but I just wanted to help him out.
Okay, Kyler, what's a TV show you love or loved?
I'm a big TV show guy, believe it or not.
Praise God for that honesty.
So let's start cliche. The Office.
Probably
watched it through 20 times. Huge Parks and Rec fan.
Yeah. Solid. Same energy.
But you know what's funny? My go-to in this life, in this life right now.
As opposed to what? Not into it.
My go-to in this season of life right now is actually Seinfeld.
I love a good Seinfeld episode. I've been hearing a lot of people throwing that back. It's on one of the streaming services.
Yeah, it's on something now. They brought it back.
It is a timeless show.
Yeah.
Timeless show.
There it is. Okay, good. Hopefully students agree with you. If not, they're throwing virtual tomatoes. Boom. Anyway, no, Kyler. Kyler, one thing we said on the last podcast, and I'll say it again, something that you bring to the table is you are definitely involved in pastoral ministry. You've worked in young adults ministry. But I also love that you're doing things kind of in and outside of the church. Food banks, helping with foster care. There's just so many things that you do outside of the church to help spread God's love in a practical way, which is just so cool. And I think a lot of students relate with that. So talk to student leaders. What do you got for them to help them lead?
Yeah. So thought today is actually something that's just kind of been on my heart for the last couple of weeks. And this is not going to be the most polished thing, but this is just kind of be kind of raw right
We're
off
okay
my
with
chest
that.
To yours.
He's hustling us. This is going to be gold.
Not at all. But I would say this, you know, in your life, leadership, ministry, just never forget that Jesus is the main focus. He's the person that we're trying to point everyone to. He's the center of attention. He's the hero of every encounter, message, interaction. Really what I want to get at, he's who we want everyone to look to and be impressed with, the one that we want to make look good. Let's just not forget who this is all about. And I'm sharing this because I was personally challenged with this thought about 2 weeks ago. You know, I was just spending some time with Jesus and I was just thinking, you know, in my life, leadership and ministry, how much do I try to make things about me, make people like me, be impressed with me, make people laugh, think I'm funny. I sometimes like to think I'm somewhat comical, but make people think even that my advice or my counsel is somehow the best. But as I was just spending some time with Jesus, the Holy Spirit kind of reminded me, hey, remember who it is that people really need. It's Jesus. It's not you. Remember who should be the hero. It's Jesus, not you.
Wow.
So that's kind of my thought.
Okay. I feel like I just went through an entire play. Okay, you know, play's got like three acts there. Okay. I just experienced them all because Kyler, when you first said it, you know, oh, make sure Jesus is the main focus. I was like, solid. Heard that before. That sounds good, right? And I was like, okay, cool. But as you started to iron it out, this is the emotional part of the play. Then you're like, I tend to make things about me. And I was like, oh, I definitely do that. And then you brought it back, right? The third act. I think as simple of a concept as it is, as maybe we would even say basic, I think it's got a ton of depth. Can you expound a little bit more before we kind of get into some of the scriptures and stuff? Can you expound a little bit more about that part where you're talking about, I tend to make things about me, but the focus should be Jesus. What revelation were you personally going through, or what do you see in our culture that maybe made that revelation come more to you?
Yeah. So, let me kind of give two answers to that. I was actually reading through 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, where, you know, Paul, he's writing to the church. And he says, you know, when I came to you, I didn't come with eloquence or human wisdom as I was talking to you about Jesus. But I came to you in weakness, and my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And here's really the phrase, so that your faith, or so that what I'm telling you, might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. So Paul basically is like, hey, I don't want you to be impressed with me. I didn't come with fancy words, or so that you look at me and be like, wow, look at that guy, Paul. He's so impressive. I want to follow him. Paul's like, I don't want you to look to me. I came to preach Jesus. I want you to look to him instead. And I understand that there is actually a lot of tension with this here, because, you know, charisma is great. Personality is great. In fact, God gave us all the personalities that he gave us to reach people in really unique ways. I understand all of that. And I would even say, lean into that, lean into the way that God's wired you, because he's wired you that way for a reason. But what I am saying is, keep a constant check on your heart and your motivations. Because I, as you know, I've done a lot of speaking over the years, and just a thought that I feel like the Holy Spirit has constantly challenged me with is, you know, at the end of the day, do I really want people to walk away from that encounter, that message, saying, I want them to be impressed with me? Or at the end of a message, do I really want people's biggest takeaway to be, man, Kyler was really funny, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, but that can very easily become a natural tendency, because especially for young leaders listening to this, you know, a lot of leaders have great charisma and great personalities. And if we're not careful, the focus can shift really quickly, and it can become very quickly about, hey, they like me, or man, I give really good advice, don't I? Or people like talking to me about their problems. And I just say, never forget who the main focus is. Jesus is the hero of every story. He's who we've got to point to.
There's a great chance that for a lot of us, the reason we started to get into any leadership, whether it be on our sports team, student council, or in our youth group, is started off with mixed feelings, like as in there's a little bit of this is for good reasons, and then there's a little bit of this that's for selfish reasons. So I think you're pushing against something that all of us have felt at one point or another. Yeah. I love that.
Jordan, you said there was a play earlier for me. I just had like this garden moment, and I'm not a gardener. Oh, Let me just say this off first. Okay. Because Kyler, as you're talking about this, I almost have like this like thought of like, I don't know if you've ever seen like a garden before, and then all of a sudden you look and you're like, I thought that was actually like a nice plant. Turns out that's a weed. Okay. I'm just curious for like the student that's actually like listening to this being like, is my life a lie? Like, did I get into all of these things? Like, did I want to like even serve in this area because I knew I was going to be on a platform? Or how do you actually practically look at this and evaluate and be able to not just be able to say, okay, that's bad, cool, bad motivation. How do I actually uproot it and take it out of my life?
Yeah. So, I will say we as humans tend to be great deceivers of ourselves.
Yeah.
We tend to lie to ourselves, really easily about what we think our motivation is in any given moment. And I would say, really that this probably starts in your own personal walk with Jesus. You know, we can't make this principle come alive to other people or this kind of be the main message and focus of our life if we haven't first fallen in love with Jesus ourselves and kind of see him as the answer to every single one of our problems, you know, is the hope that we need, the joy that we need. But I would say the Holy Spirit is probably going to be your best heart check when it comes to your true motivations. Because, you know, I could say a pastor or a leader or a mentor in your life, and while they can help provide counsel, if you lie to yourself, you probably can very very easily lie to them as well.
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit's going to be the best indicator of where your true motivation really lies and what you do.
That's fantastic, because I think that is a part of leadership that we don't talk about most of the time, because we talk about leading other people. What you're talking about is leading myself. And that's like, I think that really, and what you're saying is like, if I can't do this for myself, how can I expect to do this for other people?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we explored this idea of, you know, like be self-honesty, being honest with yourself and your motivations. Let's go back to your main point, which was about, you know, just Jesus. Okay. Yeah. How do we do that? I guess this idea of pointing to Jesus, how does the student do that as opposed to pointing to themselves? We're good at, we don't need any tips on that part, but how do you point to Jesus or make the main idea, people be impressed with Jesus? How do we do that?
Yeah. So, you know, like I just told Colin, I think one, this kind of spills out of your own personal life. You know, if this is something, if your love for Jesus has marked you, this is something really you won't be able to stop talking about, right? This becomes contagious. Have you ever been around those people who just can't stop talking about how good God is or how good God has been in their life, just because it's just something that bubbles out of people. And it's the same kind of people who are always pointing people back, like kind of annoying. I don't know if you've ever gone to a mentor or a leader in your life and you're like, hey, help me with this. And they'll be like, hey, you need to go pray about that. I'm like, I'm not trying to go to God for that. I'm trying to come to you for this. But I think they have a really healthy understanding because they've been marked by it personally. You know, hey, Jesus has been the biggest solution for my life, and I'm not going to try and get in the way here. I'm going to provide some counsel, but I really think you need to kind of wrestle through this with Jesus yourself because of what he's done for you in your own life.
Okay. What's funny is I know mentors have asked me to do that, and I've said to them, I already did. But if I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, I actually really didn't.
Right.
I like thought about it and told God I'm thinking about it, but that's so different. So even showing that, you know, honestly, that are we going to people? Are we going to Jesus? Okay, Kyler, let's imagine a college student takes your advice, a middle school or high school takes your advice. How do you think this helps them lead, and how does this help them grow in their faith?
Yeah. So, grow in their faith, I would say, if you start to make it a main priority in your life to fall more in love with Jesus before you ever try and do this in ministry, I mean, you'll see your relationship with God take off, because the Holy Spirit loves to point to Jesus. He loves to highlight Jesus. And so if this becomes what your chief pursuit is, and you're like, Jesus, I just want to know you. I want to look to you as my everything. I want you to become the main focus of why I do. I surrender my life to you. I want to spend my life doing what it is that you want me to do. I mean, that will be a faith booster in and of itself, because the Holy Spirit loves that. But then, of course, in leading the generation, and I don't want to necessarily beat a broken record, so tell me if this sounds similar to what I've said, but this is, if we really want to see a generation truly reach for Christ, then I think we have to help point people to Jesus, because there are a lot of other quick fixes out there. You know, what this world does not need is another trendy social media preacher or dynamite faith leader personality for people to idolize, because I think we've seen a lot of people fall over the years. And I say that with a lot of sorrow, because I hate to see it happen. Or we don't need more advice givers out there. I don't think we need to point to people, a preacher, or necessarily even a ministry. All of those things have their places. But if we're not careful, I think we can start to idolize people over really who people are talking about, and that's Jesus. And so I think if we can get the world, if we can somehow relay that message to the world and get people looking to Jesus, I think that'll be transformative.
That's amazing. Cause I think so many of our issues that we've seen in church, even in how people perceive church, is because of skipping that step right there of us missing this time that we can have with Jesus, and how that helps us better represent God, how that helps us be able to share his love. Because so much of the time, if we don't have this time with God, what we're going to be sharing, multiplying to other people, might actually be something fake, might not be something real. And it's something that can disrupt so much of, like, so many good things that God could do.
Yeah. To that point, you know, I know I probably tend to focus a lot more on kind of more general pastoral ministry kind of principles.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm getting at here. But I would just say that the best leadership, or the best times of leadership in my life, have been the moments or the seasons in life where my relationship with God has been at its finest. I think a lot of this actually spills out from the inside out. And I think another kind of dangerous thing that we can fall into, there's so much leadership content out there, great leadership content out there. And it's great to pursue that, but don't just pursue outside leadership principles to try and instill in you from the outside in. Don't underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do for you in just relationship with Him and how that will impact your leadership, I think, even more than trying to just download a bunch of content, if that makes sense.
Kyler, something we always try and do with our guests is just ask them specifically about where in our culture they see the whatever topic they're bringing about. Yeah. Like, where does that address? Something I thought of while you were talking is... it's funny when we don't make Jesus the center, something else obviously has to be that. And that could be us. Like, we are promoting ourselves, be like me, pray like me, you know, lead like me, but that's idolatry. You know, that's self-worship. Yeah. So that was the first thing I thought of. So let me throw it to you. Do you see in our culture anywhere that this would, this topic would address, or maybe you see it in what I'm talking about and you want to expand more on idolatry? What do you think?
Yeah, actually, I see it exactly in kind of what you're talking about, because I think culturally, we do live in an attention craving society.
Yeah.
And we can get attention quick, right? What can get us noticed? More likes, more views, more of a platform. And really, I think it's a dangerous world we're living in with some social media stuff, because it's easier than ever before to get that attention, that praise, or even a following of people. And if we're not careful, things can become very quickly about us, and it can become, like you said, an idolatry thing. And I can't always put my finger on it, but have you ever watched a clip or something and you're just like, man, I hear what you're saying, but it kind of feels like this video is trying to make you look good. It just somehow feels like you're the hero of this video, even though what you may be saying seems a little bit different. And so that's why I said, you know, we don't need more dynamite personality, faith leaders that people idolize. I think we need Christians who are obsessed with getting the attention off of themselves, pointing people to Jesus, because ultimately He's the one who transforms hearts, changes lives, sets people free, affirms identity and value in people. And so people walking around with the mindset, this isn't about me. I'm just a messenger with a message about the person of Jesus. And I don't want you to ever be confused with who this message is about. And so don't fall into the attention trap. Keep a constant check on your heart and motivations. But it is a fine line, right? Because God's gifted us with personality and gifts and charisma. But, you know, I was thinking about this actually earlier this morning. I think it's in Ephesians where Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's the role of leaders, right? Follow me as I follow Christ. I'm going to help bring you to a place where it can't ever stop for us as leaders is just follow me. Right? It always has to be as I follow Christ. If we ever cut out the second part of that statement, it very quickly becomes idolatry, because it's, hey, follow me. Yeah. Aren't I great? Don't I give the best advice? Don't I preach the best messages? Yeah. Don't I have great counsel in your life? No, it's follow me as I follow Christ. If we can keep that priority line in order, I think we're in a good spot.
Okay. Who's someone you know that's doing this? Because I know a lot of people that might not be doing this well. And there's a lot of examples on social, you know, of like, ooh, this isn't that. Who is someone you might know, student or friend, that's doing this well? Yeah. And tell us the story.
Yeah. So, he's a friend. He's also a speaker that we have actually had come visit our church for years, comes once a year, but his name's Greg Hubbard. He has actually been a longtime friend of mine. I know him actually from even before college. He's a traveling evangelist, that has, he visited my church many times growing up. Actually in college, there were several times, where he would drive an hour to meet me, just take me out for dinner or whatever.
No way.
And I've actually had the opportunity to go on several missions trips with him, just like 2 or 3 person trips, kind of very small. And I have just always been blown away. He's one of those people who, like, hey, you go to compliment him after, you know, a message like, hey man, that was incredible, that was powerful. And his immediate response is, man, isn't God good?
Yeah.
Isn't God, or isn't his word good?
You're like, wait, or but I was complimenting, like, you.
Yeah. I was complimenting you. Or just even in some of the environments that I've been in with him, you know, he's just another one of those people God has elevated because he's never tried to make the attention on him. Like, he has a personal Facebook page, no ministry social media page. He is not about trying to get his name out there. He walks around with so much humility, and I've always admired that about him, because it's just, that's a contagious personality trait for me. I love when I see people walking around with genuine humility. And I just think Greg embodies this really well. His life is about making Jesus famous. He never takes any credit for himself. And he's just like, God, use me however you can. But God is using him in tremendous ways because of that. And I think to any student listening here, if you walk around with that kind of humility and that kind of selflessness, like, God, use me in whatever way you can, man, I think you will see God do more with your life than you could ever do yourself if you just tried to build a platform or a name for yourself.
That's a good point to end on too, because it's like your best efforts, try it. You know, you can get okay far.
Right. It won't even come close to what God can do.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Jesus is better than me. He's the best. He's the person I should be pointing people to. Man, Kyler, you have inspired me again. What an awesome leadership principle, and honestly, just like a discipleship principle that you brought to the table. Last time you told us ways to find you, you included your email.
Let's go.
Dude, we'll throw that in the show notes. Kyler, thank you so much for joining us for a second podcast. Seriously, it was actually a pleasure to have you on, and such rich wisdom. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Hey, students, we believe you're called to lead your generation. We know you can do it. God has equipped you and called you. So do it with passion for Christ and love for others. And we'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys.